Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Nikki Jabala from The Athletic is on with us. Our Fan Broncos insider, courtesy of End Credit Union. Good evening, Nikki.
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing well. What was we're saying the theme of this week is the Broncos are circling the wagons. That the everybody is kind of all bonded here together against the stories about problems. And in light of that, it seems everybody is sticking up for everybody. Is that the sense that you get over there this week?
Maybe a little bit. I mean, I got the sense right after the game when Von Miller said, "I'm not depressed. Everything's great. I'm excited about this team." To me, that kind of felt like, oh, gosh, is he compensating for whatever he feels he needs to after that report? But that said, that I don't believe that report was true. That's not what I've heard at all. So it's not like they're trying to cover up something that is going on. But I also think they realize that they're 3-7 and they have a number of games left and they just got to get through it. So I think that kind of factors in as well.
Nikki, true or false? Are you a spy?
Am I a spy? Well, it depends on who you ask. So if Lindsay believes I am.
Are you the spy that he's talking about?
I mean, I wouldn't tell you either way. I am not, though. I am not a spy, I swear.
Well, Nikki,
the only thing Nikki's a spy of is in the House of Love. That's,
Whoa.
That's it.
Huh?
What angle are we taking with that?
Not that that's a song, but.
That went over my head.
I don't know that song.
Okay.
I feel uncomfortable. I feel like we're talking about your high school girlfriend or something.
I guess I'm not over that moment.
No, it's
Nick,
not.
I
it's not
over. You had a question.
So, Nikki, let's look at Courtland Sutton and, you know, his emergence as the top receiver for this team. I mean, when you look at, you know, what the environment he's going into in Buffalo, do you think that he can, you know, expand on the numbers that he put up against Minnesota?
Yeah, I mean, I think any road game is tough for this team. I mean, it has been for the last few years, really. But I think the thing with Courtland that is really impressed is he's not only met expectations, but he seemed to exceed them. I know there were a lot of doubts, and for myself included, of whether he could really be that number one receiver and take on the number one cornerback every game. You know, Emmanuel Sanders didn't have the production that he had in the early going, but he was, you know, drawing defenders. He was creating opportunity for Courtland and the other guys. And how would he fare without Emmanuel? There was a question last year, too, and it wasn't great the first year when DT and Emmanuel were out, but I think he learned a lot, and he came back, you know, better than I think a lot of people imagine. You know, he's no longer just the athletic receiver or the big receiver who, you know, has a serious catch radius and can, you know, grab the 50-50 ball. Like, he's got routes. I mean, he is probably, undoubtedly, I would say, they're biggest weapon on offense right now, though not to discredit Philip Lindsay at all there, but just in the passing game, he's become more of a complete receiver, and you see it in how teams are playing him and doubling him. So I think he will continue to grow, and hopefully it is this week, and he's improved week to week, honestly. So I wouldn't expect it to slow down. It sure seems like his ceiling is pretty high.
Nikki, apparently a couple veterans went to Vic Fangio, complained about the schedule, asked for a little bit of reduction, and they received it. Vic Fangio changed the schedule this week. Can you describe for our listeners what the practice schedule has been and what it now is?
It was really only like an hour later. I feel like this is kind of the 3-7 team thing where, like, we're talking about team dinners and
we are
practice schedules.
That's exactly what it is.
An hour early.
Yeah, no, that's it.
It was literally like an hour later. I think the schedule, I will say this, I think the schedule, if there's been any gripe about Vic, and not that there have been many gripes, the schedule is grueling. And you got to remember, they had a really long preseason and training camp too. Practices are longer, and in some ways it's good for this team that, you know, coming off the last two seasons where it didn't seem like there was much structure or accountability, I think it's kind of good that you have a coach that's kind of pushing them. But I think the schedule is pretty grueling. They don't have the same day off that they had in the past, and for guys with young kids, it's problematic. But yeah, he did concede on the hour, and you know, I think that's a good thing. He does listen to his players. They're not going to get everything they want, but they got that hour.
Think they win in Buffalo?
Oh.
What do you think?
No.
I think she just answered the question.
I think they pull it out. I think they come together. I think it happens. The ball.
Oh, you're feeling optimistic.
I am. I've circled the wagons with them, and but I've also spent time watching the Bills. They're all over the place. I mean, the Vikings, man, that would have been a hell of a win. Mm-hmm. Beating the Bills, the Bills are sketchy. You know, they're not perfect by any stretch. I think they can do it. So, but that's just me.
Wait, so I have a question, and Tyler and Nick would probably know. So if Vaughn takes them out to a steak dinner, and then they go on to win a game on the road in Buffalo,
every week,
does he have to keep taking them out to steak dinners?
Absolutely.
If they lose, or?
No, if they lose, it's over. But if they win, right, unfortunately, they Vaughn winning. Has to spend all that money he's got.
Nikki, who paid for it, and what was the bill?
Well, I'm assuming Vaughn was, but I don't know that for sure, and I don't even want to think about the bill. It's probably had a lot of zeros.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear the song I was referring to, Spy in the House of Love?
No, we're all
I want to hear it. I want to hear it, not me. I want to hear it.
Yes.
Do we have it?
It goes something like this.
I'm a spy in the house of love.
Come on.
I can see D-Mag tiptoeing around the house, looking over the railing. Who's that sleeping on the sofa over there?
Is Nikki even smiling right now? I can't tell.
Nikki, you still with us? Hello, Nikki?
This is not my, I don't listen to that kind of music.
Does anybody know who this is? I don't say it, Richie.
Hold on, let me get sound out.
Do you? No.
Wait, hold on.
Nikki, do you know who this is?
Nope.
Oh,
is this... It sounds like, what's the lead singer of The Doors?
The Doors! Nick
Ferguson!
Well done, Nick.
Well played.
Jim Morrison!
I was watching Nick. There was no Google. That was legit.
That's a deep track by The Doors.
Yeah, I had to listen to it. I was like, that draw of his voice, I was like, sounds like The Doors.
But if you remember the movie with Val Kilmer and Meg Ryan, he's singing this song to her as they're getting ready for their Thanksgiving dinner, and he's way hopped up on drugs and stuff. But
so anyways, Nikki, I apologize that he called you a house of love. And
she's a spy.
Yeah,
this
spy,
is a spy in a house of love.
You're a spy, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Nikki.
You bet.
It's been an awkward day, Nikki.
Nikki Javala, courtesy of End Credit Union. Better rates, lower fees. Visit end.com. Look at Nick Ferguson.
That was impressive.
Hey, my man.
I was like, I haven't heard this song by The Doors. It was like,
you just knew the voice.
It's a real deep track.
Yeah.
Good one, dude. When we come back, Think Big Thursday, how the Broncos beat the Bills. Hey, baby. The Lizard King has spoken. Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.